Unidentified human remains are some of the toughest cases in forensic science. The evidence is often incomplete, degraded, or poorly documented, and that can make it so hard to bring closure.
Right. Bones may be fragmented, damaged by time or the environment, or recovered long after death. That makes the work even more delicate.
Even when a skeleton looks relatively intact, identification can still be difficult if the person was never formally recorded, if records are inconsistent, or if the case crosses multiple agencies and jurisdictions.
That is where traditional forensic anthropology has played a central role. Anthropologists examine skeletal features to estimate age, sex, and ancestry, assess trauma or disease, and compare findings with dental records, DNA, and missing person reports.
Those methods are reliable, but they can be slow, and they become less certain when the remains are partial or when there are many possible matches.
That is one reason artificial intelligence is beginning to change the process. It is not replacing forensic expertise. It is acting as an augmentation tool.
That's a hopeful shift. AI can process large amounts of skeletal and case data much faster than manual review, helping investigators detect patterns, prioritize leads, and reduce ambiguity.
Machine learning models trained on skeletal measurements, imaging data, and case records can assist in estimating age, sex, and ancestry with greater precision.
They can also help determine whether bone fragments likely belong to the same individual by comparing shape, density, and structural characteristics.
In incomplete cases, that can be especially valuable. AI can narrow the pool of possible matches by highlighting the most likely candidates.
Computer vision is another major application, and it can help in really practical ways.
AI systems can analyze photographs, radiographs, and 3D scans of remains to extract detailed anatomical features that may be subtle or easy to overlook.
That can improve fragment matching and support reconstruction of facial or osteological features, giving investigators a clearer profile to compare against missing person records.
The value of AI is not only in analyzing the remains themselves, but also in connecting that analysis to existing records.
One of the most important operational benefits is matching unidentified remains to missing person cases.
Missing person reports vary widely in quality. Some include height, age, sex, ancestry, medical history, and dental information, while others are incomplete or poorly documented.
AI can help structure and analyze that information more efficiently, which makes a huge difference when investigators are trying to find a signal in a lot of noise.
Natural language processing can extract relevant details from case files, reports, and public records, while machine learning models can compare those details with the anthropological profile generated from the remains.
Instead of relying entirely on manual review, investigators can receive ranked lists of potential matches, allowing them to focus on the most promising leads first.
But it is important to be clear. This does not mean AI makes the final identification.
Human review remains essential, and that should never be forgot.
AI can support the investigative process, but it cannot replace professional judgment, legal standards, or the need for definitive confirmation through DNA, dental records, or other authoritative evidence.
In a practical AI-augmented workflow, investigators would first intake and document the remains, scanning or photographing the bones, and entering available case information into a digital system.
Then the AI would analyze the skeletal data, generate an anthropological profile, and compare it with missing person records.
The system could identify likely candidates, flag inconsistencies, and suggest additional tests or comparisons.
A forensic anthropologist would review the results, assess confidence levels, and decide on next steps.
If the case moves forward, more definitive methods such as DNA analysis or dental comparison would confirm identity.
That workflow can improve speed, consistency, and accuracy.
It can also reduce errors that arise from fragmented information, large datasets, or manual comparison across institutions.
For cold cases, AI may reopen possibilities by revealing connections that were previously missed or overlooked.
By making the search for matches more systematic, AI can help investigators work more efficiently without abandoning the careful, evidence-based standards of forensic science.
However, AI has important limitations.
Its accuracy depends heavily on the quality of the training data.
If the data is biased, incomplete, or not representative of the populations involved, the results may be less reliable.
That is a serious concern in forensic science, where identification decisions affect families, legal proceedings, and public trust.
There are also privacy and ethical issues.
Using AI to analyze sensitive human remains and personal records requires strong safeguards, controlled access, transparency, and accountability.
Explainability is especially important. Investigators need to understand how a model reached a conclusion, particularly when that conclusion influences real-world decisions.
For these reasons, AI should be viewed as a support tool, not a substitute for forensic expertise.
The strongest results come when technology and human judgment work together.
AI can improve the speed and consistency of analysis, but final identification still depends on professional evaluation and confirmatory evidence.
The future of AI in forensic identification is likely to include more advanced integration of DNA data, dental records, imaging, and case files.
Models may also become more explainable, making it easier for investigators to assess confidence levels and document their reasoning.
Greater collaboration between institutions could improve matching accuracy, especially through shared anonymized datasets and cross-agency platforms.
Over time, AI-augmented forensic anthropology may become a standard part of how unidentified remains are analyzed and resolved.
The central takeaway is that AI is changing how investigators approach one of the most difficult problems in forensic science, identifying unknown individuals.
It does not change the ultimate goal, which is to bring answers to families, close unresolved cases, and ensure that unidentified individuals are properly recognized.
Instead, it offers a more powerful way to reach that goal by combining traditional forensic expertise with modern machine learning, enabling faster, more systematic, and potentially more accurate identification of remains.